Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Alex Brown, he is fourth all time in sacks in Bears history.
What can people expect from this tour that you're on?
Urlacher's there, right? And then Rex is there. They literally fell off the planet when he left. The NFL. So Get Rex back in. I mean, I talked to him, but as far as the fans of Chicago that were able to witness that 06 season, that 06 run, and then his career in Chicago, they'll get to see him for the first time in a very long time. So
refresh me, did you and Rex, were you friendly at Florida?
Yeah, we were. So I didn't know what the hell, so I'm a country boy. I don't know what the hell a whippet is, okay? I don't know what that is. So my dog introduced me to this, and I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, okay. So I didn't know what it was. So, but yeah, Rex and I, we hung out a lot, had a blast. It was fun, man. We had a good time. It's college, man. Come on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Wait.
Whippets, goofballs. Little wowie sauce with boys.
No, I'm not on any drugs.
Rex is our quarterback.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
You guys do Alex Brown yet?
We're going to right now. AB joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And as I said in the open there, you got to make sure that you say that he's fourth all time, because don't say top five. We don't want anyone thinking that he might be number five, because he's number four. Alex Brown now joins us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. What's up, AB?
Not much, man. How you doing?
We're good, man. Do any whippets lately? Me neither. Me neither.
Not lately.
No.
I forget y'all be recording all this shit, man.
Yeah, everything. Even that. Even what you just said. Alex, yeah, it's live radio.
But Alex, it's we are on live radio.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
Dump him.
We had like a 30-second buffer, no?
Yes, yeah. But it has to reset. So every time you say something...
Then we get in trouble.
Yes, so inside voice, sir. Inside voice.
But we love the outside content. You know what I mean?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
So you're going back on the boat again?
On a boat.
Yeah, man. Super excited about it, man. We had a blast last time. I mean, you got Joniak, Urlacher, myself, and Rex, and it's not just where we sit somewhere and you can't, like, come up and talk to us. We're in this group of a very small group, honestly, of people, and they're able to ask whatever questions they want. And we take pictures and we sign autographs and we do all this stuff, but you get the for me, I'm pretty much just, hey, I am what I am, man. But like you get to see a different side where the guys are really into the fans and giving them what they want and being very raw about it, honestly, as far as our opinion about what's going on in the state of the Bears right now or what happened during the 06 season. Do you really think something could have changed? Whatever the question is, I mean, it's a great time. And I think City Cruisers puts on a really good show.
The last time that you were on with us, you mentioned it. It was in the open today about Rex falling off the planet after he was done playing football in Chicago and then playing in Washington. I wonder what the reaction was to him, because I think that now, looking back on his career, I think people are more fair about what it is that he was versus what people expected him to be, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you're drafted in the first round, there's a lot of expectations that come with it. And I think Rex, his first couple years, I mean, he got hurt. So, and it wasn't really a whole lot you can do. And I think he broke his ankle, broke a thumb. And it's just like, gosh, if he could just stay healthy, because for me, I watched him in college and he was absolutely unbelievable. So I was hoping that if we could just get one damn year with him being healthy. And then you see him come in 05 in the Atlanta game. And then he just like, and then he goes out. It's like, oh my gosh, like, are we ever going to get it? And then we get 1 year of him, full year, 16 games, and we go to a Super Bowl. Yeah, that team was primed to win a Super Bowl, honestly. But we weren't able to get that done. But having Rex there definitely made the difference, in my opinion.
Alex Brown with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Well, you saw the quarterback last week. He looked pretty good, Alex. Like, this is the happiest that Bears fans have been in quite some time, regardless of if the Cowboy defense is any good. I mean, it was just nice to watch the Bears offense click like that, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think we have to stay in the same vein when we're talking about winning football games. On one hand, 1 week you'll say, or people will say, it's hard to win in the NFL. Well, hell, it's always hard to win in the NFL. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, just ask Green Bay. I mean, they went up to Cleveland and got their butt. I think they went there. But they played Cleveland, a team that I mean, if you ask all the experts, they had no shot to win. Anybody can beat you on any given Sunday. So the Bears went up to – or the Cowboys came up and they beat them like they were supposed to. And the way they were supposed to beat them, I mean, what I saw was – some of the things, the missed throw for DJ Moore in the Minnesota game, when he had Rome Odunze open as he beat his corner, he put the ball on him. The communication between him and DJ Moore, understanding when to stop. Don't move. I'm going to throw the ball to you. So you got to stop, right? Outside of him having to tell him to stop. It's just that that chemistry that you can start to see on display. And then you see a little bit of scheming. The touchdown to Cole Kmet, I think, was more scheming than anything and confused that defense. And, I mean, Caleb looking in the right place where he's supposed to be looking, it was an easy touchdown to Kmet. So I think it was a lot of fun watching it. I just hope that they understand that doing it on the road is a little different. So now that's the challenge, right? The challenge is to be able to go on the road and put together a where you go 11 runs in a row or some stuff like that, where you just put together that drive that kind of says, yeah, this is our game right here, or you enforce your will. And I think people lose that sometimes on what football is. Football is truly just moving a man that doesn't want to be moved. It's that simple. Don't make it difficult. It's moving a grown man that does not want to be moved. Very hard to do.
So we were talking with all of our experts this week, you know, all the guys that played in the game about that 19 play drive, 11 straight runs as a defender, because you've had to deal with some of those in your career. What's that like for a defender when an offense is doing that?
See, you can't ask me questions where you just fire me up, because there's a lot of words I have to use to really describe how I feel in that situation.
I'm going to test that Florida education.
I'm going to hold off on this one. I'm going to say it is very, demoralizing, I'll say. It's very demoralizing.
You can say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's hard to come back off of that, and you realize that, but we can't do nothing with these boys right here, you know? And when it's something like that, and I felt that when we went to Kansas City, 2004. We went to Kansas City and they had Priest Holmes, and we're all week. Ain't no way he breaking the record on us. Okay, yeah. Big Willie Rope said, excuse me, sir. We got reservations in the end zone. And I think he had two, maybe three touchdowns. And it is very demoralized. You can't do anything. You know what they're going to do, but you can't stop it. Fast forward to 2005, when we went up to Pittsburgh and they just ran the ball down our throat and we couldn't do anything. Like, it was just, it's one of those where you don't like it. It's not a very good feeling.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's 2003, last week of 2003, and Priest Holmes had a couple of touchdowns in that one, and he only had 50 rushing yards, but he had two touchdowns against you guys.
Yeah, them boys, they had two Hall of Famers. Two Hall of Fame offensive linemen, and I want to say John Tate was actually on that team. My gosh, they were a problem, man. I got my butt whooped that day. I don't have a problem with saying when I got my butt whooped. And then I know y'all saw the whole Miles Garrett thing where he was the offensive lineman was screaming at Jordan Love, telling him to, hey, watch out, watch out.
Yeah, deal, right? Run, Jordan, run. That's what the offensive lineman told him.
Oh, Miles Garrett beat the brakes off of him. And then people asking me, so I get that question. It's like, Alex, have you ever had an offensive lineman say that? But no. Hell, I played against Walter Jones, Orlando Pace. I ain't play against whoever that bum was that he was beat.
Well, no. AB, wait a minute, though. There was the game against the Giants where that left tackle was probably telling his quarterback to run in that game.
Nah, I got lucky on a couple of those, man. I had Tommy Harris run a guy into me, you know, run Kurt Warner out of the pocket. I mean, I like that I got the four, but I don't know. I still get a little Christmas card from a guy that left tackle.
Was it Bob? Was his first name right? What was his? I can't remember that guy. But yes, I'll look up the game. We'll find his name.
I got a defensive end question for Alex Brown. A defensive end. Montez Sweat showed out. He played the best that he has played. Alex, I don't know if it's coincidence or not. It was his lowest snap percentage of the year by a lot. By a lot. Mm-hmm. He only played 58% of the snaps. So I don't know. I mean, they rotated a little because the score meant they were up a lot. So they brought in other people to pass rush, like Daniel Hardy and Dominique Robinson. But as a defensive end, if your snaps get reduced, can that motivate you, or can you just do you find yourself quicker on fewer snaps sometimes? What goes on for a defensive end when the snaps get reduced?
Nah, man, I want to be in the game. No, I don't. I think that's just coincidental. I think this Sweat is a hell of a player. I think he's had very productive games throughout his time in Chicago. When he was at Washington, he had very productive games. I just think this is just coincidental. When do you take a defensive end out? I've been in a situation where I'm playing first and second down. I come out on third down. Well, hell, that's definitely not the time I want to come out. So I want to rush the quarterback. If I earn that right on first and second down and we stop him and put him into a third and long, I want to have that opportunity to rush the quarterback. So I'm never going to say if that's an issue and you're playing too much and you find yourself tired, well, that's something that you can control. That is your fitness. So you can get in better shape so you can play all of those plays that's needed to be played. But he's one of our best players on defense. He has to be out there as much as possible. You're not going to get me to say we need to cut reps because he can be more productive. I think he can be as productive as ever playing 60, 70 snaps a game.
So walking away from this game, there was a lot of good in it. I think there's a lot of cool, like, coachable stuff inside of it. On the defensive side, I did leave a little bit concerned about run defense because – Dallas was able to run the ball against them. They got a takeaway. Tyreek Stevenson took the ball away from Williams. That was a great play, but that guy averaged almost 8 yards a carry on 10 carries. So how do you fix that? Is that mentality, scheme? What is it?
I think it's tackling. I mean, we got to tackle that first guy. We're going to have plays where guys make that tackle, not miss tackles. These guys get paid to make you miss, so we can't just brush over that like, oh, well, you got to make that tackle. Well, they get paid to make you miss. So to get better at it, I think we're just not – well, in that particular game, and if you go into that game, you know what you got to stop first. I mean, Dak, they're going to spread it out. They're going to try to throw the football. I mean, they come into this game. I think Dak had his previous two games over 300 yards passing. You knew they wanted to throw the ball. That's what Dak does. So you want to stop that. Once CeeDee Lamb goes out, now maybe it can change a little bit, but they didn't really do that. So it's going to be tackling, open field tackling, and I just don't know if we have quite the guys that we need in place right now to be that dominant up front.
Yeah, it's interesting. But, you know, it felt like the adjustments that Dennis Allen made worked, you know? And maybe it's the absence of CeeDee Lamb that gets me drunk on it that way. But now they got Vegas, and I don't know, man. The Raiders have any mystique left to you, Alex? Because, like, we grew up and the Raiders were a cool thing and, like, a, you know, kind of a legendary thing. Now it just feels like another team.
No, I think they have. I think they have a pretty good young running back over there, and I think he mentioned something about getting the ball more. I think they're going to really focus on that. Now you look at what Lawrence just said about how the Bears looked against the Cowboys. Well, you can expect this guy Jinty to get 20 carries in the game. If he's able to get 20 carries and he's able to average over 5 yards a carry, then we might be in a world of trouble because. Yes, Caleb had a really good game, especially that first half. But they got a guy on that other side that the Cowboys gave away their guy. Max Crosby is still there at the Raiders, and he can wreck your game plan. So you got to make sure you got somebody that can block him, maybe two guys. I mean, hell, we saw three guys from Green Bay trying to block Myles Garrett. So whatever you got to do to limit that superstar from wrecking your game plan, sometimes you got to do it.
You've always been pretty humble when it comes to the way you play and going week to week. Like, even as a player, you didn't get high on your own supply. How would you suggest that players handle success? Tyreek has a great game. Caleb is named Player of the Week. They're getting a lot of pats on the back this week, as they should, because they played well. How do you throw away that game, but take lessons from it into the next one?
Yeah, I think you have to have a little swag about yourself. I think you have to have a little bit of confidence. I mean, some people might even think it borderlines on being arrogant, but I think that's internal. That has to be internal to yourself. And as far as the guys, there's always different things that you have to learn at the next game. So winning a big game at home against the Cowboys, a lot of people think you should have won that game. Now there's a game that a lot of people think you should win, and it's on the road. So you got to go win that game. It's going to be a totally different atmosphere because every big play is going to be very little noise. You know, it's not going to be like at home. So there's different levels of it. As far as the players, yeah, you got to have that. So you got to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's my time to make that play. I can make that play. And once you get enough guys to, like, believe in that, then you start to see plays made all over the place. You start to see guys like Tyreek Stevenson ripping the ball out, taking these chances, going after this stuff. You see the takeaways, you see the tip balls, and guys are in place because they're running to the football. So I like what I saw against the Cowboys. I just want to see it repeated now. Now I want to see them go out and actually repeat it on the road and be able to shut a team down that doesn't really have the amount of firepower that the Dallas Cowboys had.
CityCruises.com/live. That's where you can get tickets for this cruise with Brian Urlacher, Rex Grossman, Jeff Joniak, and our buddy
Alex Brown. There's also another cruise. If you can't make the October 17th, you can make the November 21st, and it's from Navy Pier. So again, you can get tickets at citycruises.com. AB, can we just go ahead and book you for next month to talk about the November cruise? Can we just do that? Just get that out the way?
Lock me in, man. Lock me in. You know, I'm here. Y'all my guys, man. Lock me in. And I want to see y'all. I'm serious, man. Y'all need it. When Lawrence has said it, get your damn tickets. Stop playing. Go ahead and get them. Don't wait. Just go ahead and get them. Friday coming. That payday coming. Come on. Go and get your tickets.
CityCruises.com/live is where you can get the tickets. And I can just tell you, from having spent time with Alex Brown when there aren't cameras or microphones on, you will have a great time. Yeah, and that's before you add in Jeff, Rex, and Brian.
Yeah, good job not cursing after the first 30 seconds of the interview, Alex. That's good growth out of you, man. Appreciate
it. Yes. The cool part, honestly, the cool part is the stuff that Jeff brings up, right? He brings up stuff, then you're like, how the hell do you remember that? Like, what? Like, what? Like, geez. And he brings it up, and it's like, I think he saw the game a little different because we're in the game, and then he's calling the game. So he's seeing it a little different. So I think the combination of all of it is super cool. I know I would do it. I would do it. I mean, I was a fan long before I played, but I bought Caleb Williams' rookie card, Gem Mint 10. And it doubled in value over the weekend. Y'all better get you one, I'm telling you.
That's what I like to hear. My guy, this guy is taking care of his off the field, out of the game business for sure. And if he gives you an investment opportunity, you should listen. And I know that you'll look forward to that Christmas card from Luke Pettigrew.
Luke Pettigrew, that's my dude. That's my dude. Yeah. He's coming. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, Luke, that's my guy, man. Shoot. Hey, you know what? And then it kind of took a little. It took a little oomph from it when he gave up five the next week.
It was you. It wasn't him. It was you, Alex. Take that.
All right, AB. We appreciate you as always, man. Next time that you come in, maybe Florida will have a new coach.
Man,
I knew we weren't gonna get off of this damn show without you saying that, and that hurts. That hurts so bad. I like Billy.
I do too, actually. And I like DJ Lagway a lot.
I don't know if I like him a lot anymore. I like winning more than I like DJ. So DJ, you gotta win. I like winning more than I like Billy. You have to win. If you don't win, things are gonna change. And if Clemson get rid of Dabo, all right, Clemson, go ahead. Get rid of Dabo. Dabo be wearing orange and blue.
Hey, man, Mike Gundy's available. You can always go down that route.
Stop it. Stop. Nope.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
All right. Dabo or Lane Kiffin. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Alex.
AB, you're the best, man. Good
job. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.